So my first name is Honor. My last name is Comfort. And I'm executive in residence at the Wine Business Institute at Sonoma State University.
And you had just announced you'll be doing a wildfire impact assessment study to evaluate kind of some of the damage that has been done to the wine region. Now, what was kind of the thought process behind getting this assessment started?
What stimulated our thinking about doing this impact assessment was we, during the fires, and literally the first conversation around this study took place on October 11th, as we were seeing information and inaccurate facts and lack of detail around what was happening in the fire region and how it was affecting wineries and vineyards in the region. And Ray and I started discussing this and realized that the Wine Business Institute, because of our resources and the role that we play in the industry, that we had an opportunity to step in and provide an objective, accurate, and fact-based assessment of the impact of the wildfires on the North Coast wine industry.
I know I had done a little bit of reporting on some of the damage that was being reported. Were the estimates or the things that were coming out just a little bit more catastrophic than you're actually seeing there when you're looking closely at it?
Yes, that was part of it. And let me start by saying a key factor in all of this was the nature of the situation with having multiple fires burning simultaneously in different parts of a very broad region. And also, because of the nature of the fires, communications were particularly challenging. There was cell towers went down and there were widespread power outages. And so part of it was very difficult to get to real information. And in that kind of an environment where people want to know what's happening and there's just a little bit of information that is often can be misconstrued or misinterpreted or even just misreported. So, for example, there were reports of wineries burning down or being destroyed that, in point of fact, that once the smoke literally had cleared and the damage could actually be assessed, the winery buildings themselves were fine and operational and intact, but the fire may have damaged other parts of their property, such as their landscaping. One well-known example is William Hill Winery, which did not suffer any damage to their winemaking or hospitality facilities, but their sign was damaged by the fire and their front lawn was burnt. And so that image was spread widely through the media, and many people thought that, as a result, William Hill Winery was damaged, destroyed, not functioning. That's just one small example, but there were many different examples, and we quickly saw that this was an important role that would benefit the industry to be able to accurately report the immediate, midterm, and long-term effects of the wildfires on the wine industry, and doing it across Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino, and Lake counties. And that's something that's important is that, again, this is an unusual situation in that it really is regional. It's not just tied to one small part of the wine country, because many wineries, for example, have vineyard holdings in more than one region and work with growers, and their workers live in different parts of the region and commute into work. And so the impacts really are widespread.